Grief is not always loud. Sometimes it's quiet, looking like silence in the waiting room. Or laughter that feels too forced. Or the simple, cruel click of a diagnosis typed into a file and never erased. This is Unmasked and Thriving. I am TD, your host. Today, we talk about grief. Not just the grief of losing someone, but the grief of losing parts of yourself. The you before the diagnosis, the plans, the future, the version of you that never had to count city for cells or explain pill bottles to strangers. When you are told you are HIV positive, you grieve your imagined future. You grieve spontaneity, you grieve trust. Because now even love must be negotiated. You grieve safety because stigma teaches you that one secret too many may cost you everything. But what if we gave ourselves permission to name this grief, to say, yes, I am still alive, but I am grieving the life I thought I'd live. That doesn't mean you're weak. It means you are human. Let me say this with care. If you are sick right now, you are allowed to mourn the healthy version of you, the version that was never seen as risk, the version that was never reduced to a virus, the version that didn't live under medical gaze or societal judgment. And once you grieve, you begin the sacred act of rebirth. No one talks about how you must rebuild your identity after a diagnosis. You are not going back to the old you. You are becoming someone wiser, softer in some parts, stronger in others. A survivor, a witness, a new kind of truth teller. Rebirth doesn't happen in one dramatic moment. It happens quietly when you choose to take your pills, when you show up in clinics regardless, when you whisper, I am scared, to someone who stays, when you look in the mirror and say, I am still here. Dear listener, if you are grieving, I see you. If you are angry, I understand. If you are numb, that is okay too. But let me remind you, you are not just what you lost. You are what you are learning. You are what you are healing. You are what you are still becoming. There will be joy again. Love will return in surprising places. Your body will find a rhythm that feel like home again. Faith will grow, friendship will deepen, and you will wake up one day and realize you are no longer surviving. You are thriving. And suddenly you realize that you are on a much higher ground than those parts of yourself which you were grieving. And had you not grieved, you would not have gained this higher ground. It takes presence in every moment of every phase of your life to become. I'll talk about becoming in one of the forthcoming episodes. In closing, grief is real, but so is rebirth. Let them dance. Let them shape you. Let them bring you home. This is letting go, thriving beyond the diagnosis. And today, you didn't just listen. You lived a little freer. Until next time.